Okay, guys, this is Blossom Madness. I am going to try and play a little bit of background music. I'm probably just gonna be plucking some chords. And answering the questions from Petal Baby's third questionnaire. And we will go from there. I just figured this might be something you guys would want to hear from me. Just because I have been a little bit caught up and I have not been able to record any proper audios. Well, this is a proper audio, what I'm talking about. This is just something to tide you over, I suppose, until I actually can put out something a little bit more arousing, as it were, or comforting. Okay, let's get started. Do I feel about visible neck hickeys? When I first start a relationship, they're kind of hot. They're nice. I like them. It's one of those things that's it's really just a matter of ownership, and I'm a little bit possessive like that. Do you prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? Goodness, carpet for bedrooms, tile for outside. Wood can get damaged really easily, and it takes so much effort to really just maintain it. Do I like eggs? If so, how do I like them best? If not, why not? I used to hate eggs as a kid. They weren't something that I was gonna eat willingly. If I was going to choose the best way to have them, I quite like my eggs sunny side up, soft boiled, or scrambled with butter and seasoned with pepper and cayenne. That's just me. If you are someone who would be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close one. Oh, sorry, am I? Am I someone who could do that? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you had extremely different political views? No. No to the second one. Just because I'd feel like it'd be just a massive turnoff. I don't know if I could do that if it was like... When you say close bond, is that like friendship-wise? I don't think I could. None of my friends are like... You know, swing my way. What are your current thoughts on the infamous internet video Two Girls One Cup versus what you thought of it when you first saw it? If you've never seen it, you could skip this one. I've never seen it, so I'm gonna skip this one. I hate it. I heard of it. It's disgusting. Like, back in the day, it was disgusting. What is my skincare routine? Okay. I'm gonna have to stop playing for this one. So, what I usually use is some aloe gel from Nature Republic. It's a Korean company. You can order it online, or if you are lucky enough to have a Nature Republic near you, go out and get some. It's great. It's really soothing. It's not too thick, and it's it gets the job done. I use that to moisturize. When it comes to like how I do things, it's I exfoliate first with rice. Now this is gonna sound weird, so I grind up some rice until it's like almost a fine powder, and you use it just to gently exfoliate your skin. It gets the job done, and it's better than those beads you find in a lot of exfoliating scrubs. It's not gonna hurt the environment. If it washes down the drain and fish get to it, they're not gonna die, if you know what I mean. Whereas if you do that with exfoliation beads and things like that, it's not really good for the environment. And then after that, rinse off. Then I do a face wash. I use a charcoal, I think it's Jeju Island charcoal face wash by the face shop. It's really good quality, is really good at removing impurities. I like that one a lot. It's not too drying on the skin. Rinse that off, and then sometimes I'll either do a peel off mask, which is the one that you lay on first, let it dry and then peel off, or I do a face mask by either the face shop Nature Republic, and that's one of the like kind of cotton ones you leave to sit for 10-15 minutes and peel off, rub the excess moisture into your skin, and that's really nice. If it's a peel off mask, then I just put the aloe vera moisturizer from Nature Republic on. Nature Republic is not sponsoring this, so as you can tell, just it's one of my favorite stores, and I cannot wait to go back to Korea to stock up on some stuff. Nature Republic is definitely my favorite and my go-to when I go there. Seven, if GWA had suddenly become a place where its content creators were paid according to how many upvotes, plays, and comments their submissions received, how much do you think would change, and what do you think would change? How would this affect you and your future posts? I think I would become obsessed with it. And it's not a healthy thing to want to try and beat out other content creators that you admire. I think that I think it would definitely become something like YouTube, where it would be harder for anybody who's like just doing this for fun to really get anything out of it. So yeah, I think definitely I'd be a little bit more hesitant to do things like that. And especially this, I think in terms of like doing future posts, it might stop me if it were to become like that. But I doubt it, because I mean, Reddit's awesome and GWA is a really cool kind of place anyway. And I wouldn't have joined up and I wouldn't have started posting if I didn't feel that way. Eight, is what you've built so far in GWA something you could throw away as of right now? Where did GWA stand in terms of importance for you? Oh goodness, that's a good question. I think that it's not like a hyper important thing to me. If it blows up, definitely something I will continue to do. If it's something that I don't find severe interest in anymore, I'll throw it away. But as of right now, I kind of like where it is, and like, I mean, it's still just foundational stuff, and in that sense, totally could, but I don't want to. I don't want to throw it away. It seems pretty cool. Yeah, in terms of importance, right now it's just something that I do on the side. But yeah, if it were to blow up, I'd probably do a little bit more. I have a couple of offline life things to do, so that's why, I mean, I'm not gonna say that my offline life is gonna get in the way of my online life. It's just priorities. It's not the most important thing to me. Number nine, are you currently ready for a child? Hell no! No way! I'm still quite young, I'm not married, and I'm definitely not ready for children. Number 10, what is the meaning behind, is there meaning behind your username? If so, what is it? I love cherry blossoms. That's it. Yeah, I just love cherry blossoms. They're my favorite scent, they're my favorite flower, they're delicate, they're beautiful, and it's a good metaphor for life. Here one day, go on the next. What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time more than others? They're a pair of Adidas sneakers. And they're just comfortable. That's why. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? Yes, I am. It's difficult for me to answer those kinds of questions because it breaks the illusion of, you know, and the enjoyment for some listeners about what it is I look like and really fulfilling their fantasies of, you know, and sexual desires. So I think that answering those kinds of questions is really difficult for me to do because I don't want to break that fantasy for them, if that makes sense. What is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something in which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice. Ooh, tea. I love tea. There's a place I go to called T2, and it's absolutely amazing. I had stuck up on teas from there all the time. They're great gifts. They have amazing teaware, and I don't splurge when it comes to that. I don't like buying, like, the cheap Lipton tea anymore. I just can't do it. It's almost impossible for me to do. Would you ever considering doing a meetup with someone you met off of GWA? Perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? Probably not. If it was just, like, bouncing off of each other, sure. If it was the physical act itself, I'm not 100% sure. Like I said, the whole not seeing and not knowing what each other look like is kind of part of the allure of GWA itself. Not, you know, not necessarily needing to know what that is. Yeah, and I don't think I could ever do that. It's not something I would I would do. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. Although I have been on Tinder, but that's completely different. 15, do you consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating if it is with malice intent? Yes. If not, no. It really just depends. Like, if you're doing it with the intent of finding somebody else whilst in a relationship, yeah, 100% cheating. There's no getting out of that. There is absolutely no getting out of that. If it is, if it's, you know, just harmful things, then probably not. Oh, well, I don't think of it as cheating. 16, during sexy times, rate these from most to least arousing on a lady. French made outfit, men's dress shirt, a Catholic schoolgirl uniform, naughty nurse, black lace, bra and panties. Oh god. Least Catholic schoolgirl and then naughty nurse, French maid, men's dress shirt, and then black lace panties as the most, because damn, that'd be hot. if you were to develop a crush on someone on you met on GWA, would you tell them no? No, because I don't feel comfortable doing that. Like, there is a line, and we're all just content creators on here, unless I was speaking to them, like, you know, just regularly as a, hey, how are you, what are you up to kind of thing, then definitely no, I would not tell anybody. That'd be weird. 18, for the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or very cold watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in there. Which do you choose? Peanut butter, man. There's nothing wrong with white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches. I love crunchy peanut butter. Some good shit. you must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not? Is this quote bullshit? Not everything leads to something beautiful. Like, sometimes suffering just exists for the sake of suffering. And that's okay. You just have to realize that, you know, sometimes bad things happen for no reason at all. It's not because you're a bad person. It's not because you didn't forward that chain mail. It's not because you didn't reply to somebody on Snapchat. It's not because you took, you know, the left shoe first and then your right shoe. It's not anything personal. You just gotta realize that shit happens sometimes and there's nothing you can do about it. 20. What was your first cell phone? Could you have been... Could that have now and be... could you have that now and be content? It was a slide Nokia phone, and no, I would not be content with it. just because this Samsung is amazing, and I love the sound quality on this, so my quality of audios would definitely go down if I had that shitty Nokia. 21. Does a sexual or romantic partner's height matter to you? If they're taller than me, that's fine. It doesn't really matter otherwise. My height or taller, that's okay. Oh goodness. What is going on with that E string? That's better. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? Yes. Yes to the second question. To the first question, I feel like this is cheating. there are multiple questions in a question. I don't know. I think it's like, it's not, there is no such thing as being too young to know what love looks like. Whether it's between parents or like aunties and uncles, or it's one of those things where you can identify as a child and go, okay, so that's what love looks like. But knowing the feeling, I'm not 100% sure on that. Is there such thing as falling in and out of love with a person? Yes, yes, 100%. I fell in and out of love with my ex. My ex fell in and out of love with me. That's why we broke up. 23. Would you be able to make a turkey all on your own? I've never had a Thanksgiving turkey, so no. I'm Australian. We don't do Thanksgiving turkeys. We don't do Thanksgiving, period. We do Australia Day, and you get fucking wasted on Australia Day. Fuck the turkey. Not literally. I know you guys, some of you guys are into beast. Don't do that shit. Not around me, please. 24. Do you like the taste of alcohol? If you're not old enough to drink, do you plan on drinking when you're able to? It depends on what kind of alcohol it is. Straight vodka? No. Straight tequila? Yes. Whiskey? Not so much. I love beer. And I'm up for a mocktail. And sweet cider. Anything like Record Leg? Oh my god, if you guys have not heard of Record Leg, look it up. That's some good shit. It's pretty much like drinking slightly alcoholic fizzy juice. It's so good. 25. Would you integrate a caregiver, little dynamic, or master pet dynamic into your romantic relationship? Or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? Why not? If you're not into any of these, what was the last song you listened to? I wouldn't do that. No, it's... I consider them more sexual enhancers rather than lifestyles. And I know some people think of both of them as both. I don't feel that way. What happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom. Unless it's exhibitionism, in which case, you know, that's different. But, a caregiver little or master pet dynamic into a romantic sense, not really my thing. Do you have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? Glow After Dark by J.Lo. Or, if you go into the body shop, just their cherry blossom, stuff. That's my shit. Can you have a hands-free orgasm? Like a ruined orgasm? No. Otherwise, hands-free, like it's not my hands or not somebody else's hands? I don't know if I could actually do that. I've never experienced that before. Do you think you'll be living in the same house for the next 5 years? Hopefully not. Hopefully not, but realistically, the housing prices here in Sydney are absolutely heinous, so probably I will be, just because it's so hard to find a house now. within a reasonable price range, anyway. Would you ever try, or have you ever tried, a man versus wild type of adventure? Why or why not? I would. Totally would. Just to see if I would die. 30. Could you go vegan? If you are vegan, how did you start, and was it difficult originally? No, I couldn't go vegan. I like the taste of chocolate too much. I like the taste of beef too much. And I like scallop nigiri too much. So, no, I don't think I could. If you could only have sex with only one of the two, where only one of the two of you comes, who would you want it to be? Yes, the rest of your life will be this way. Ah! That's a horrible question. I refuse to answer that one. No way. That just seems like a lack of fun. But selfishly me. Because if I was with a man, then, like, if it was, you know, sex with a guy, then me, definitely me, because I don't want to get pregnant. If it was a girl, then definitely her, because, I mean, I love to please. what other subreddits do you frequent? This is my life now, r/all. Baking, and let me think. Oh, goodness. Yeah, those are the main ones. Oh, Calvin and Hobbes, that one too. Oh, goodness. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? My teeth, because then I could still give a really good blowjob. How am I supposed to please a woman with my teeth? Stupid. And finally, the only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet, yes, for the literal rest of your life, is either your own audios or laggy pixelated porn with no sound. All videos you watch will be this way. Which do you choose and why? What are with these questions? Goodness, I think... hard. Why would you do that? Did you get... I don't think I could answer this one. This is too much. No way. I can't do it. I think I have to leave this one out, because I don't want to listen to my own voice. I don't get turned on by my own voice, and I like seeing HD shit. Even if it's not, like, even if it's without sound. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. Alright, thanks guys. Thanks for listening. Because that's the end of this little questionnaire. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you would like to, if you would like to hear more of this kind of stuff from me, feel free to drop me a line. If you would like for me to answer your questions next time, feel free to let me know in the comments, or even just message or PM me. Feedback and comments are always going to be welcomed, and I'm not scary, I promise, and I hope this gives you guys a little bit more courage to come and approach me, whether it's a PM or a chat. I'm more than happy to talk to you. If I don't respond, please don't take it personally. It's probably just time zones. All right, guys, have a good one, and I will see you, later. Bye.